You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Jared Wadley, and I'm here with L. Raul Huseman, Senior Research Professor at the Institute for Social Research. His research interests involve understanding the development of habitual aggressive and violent behavior in children and young adults. Raul, your research indicates virtual violence increases the risk that children would behave aggressively. What are some of these aggressive behaviors?
Well, it varies depending on the child's age. With very young children, such as preschoolers, we're looking at pushing and shoving other toddlers around, taking their toys. But by the time we get into adolescence and young adulthood, we're looking at really serious behaviors, such as choking other people, beating them up, threatening them with a knife or stabbing them, or even shooting them with a gun or threatening them with a gun.
How long would a person have to watch violent television shows or play violent video games before he or she becomes aggressive?
Well, there's two different effects. There are very short-term effects that require no time lag. A child, for example, watching Power Rangers may turn around and start delivering karate chops to another child. But our real concern is with children who watch media violence or play violent video games year in and year out for several years. For those children, when they grow up many years later to be adolescents and young adults, we see in some of them some very violent behaviors.
Now, is there a difference in behavior when someone watches violence on television or a video compared with that individual actually playing a video game?
You know, that's a very interesting question, which we're only now exploring. My colleague Brad Bushman is looking at that with me in a number of experiments. We believe that video games should have even stronger effects because you're actually doing the behavior, not just observing it. But the research evidence on that really is not in yet. What we do know is that video games or TV or movies, all of them stimulate aggressive behavior to some extent.
30 years ago, TV viewers might not have blinked an eye when watching The Three Stooges or cartoon Bugs Bunny. Why should we care now, and has society become more tolerant about watching violence?
Society has become more tolerant, and one of the reasons we should care about that is because actually we can now show that kids who are watching these things like The Three Stooges, Gunsmoke, 77 Sunset Strip, those TV programs of the 60s, have grown up to be more aggressive adults. So imagine what's happening to the children who are watching 24 and some of the very violent programs, movies, and video games that are around now.
How can parents control their children's exposure to violence in video games and on television, and especially when parents are doing other things in a home or not even at home at all?
This is a very difficult problem for parents, and it's one of the reasons why many of us are trying to work to promote a reduction in the selling of the violence. But parents have to do it. They have to really try to control what their children watch on TV and what video games they play. If they can't be there to monitor them, they should make sure that the TV has to stay off. They should use the V-chip on the TV. They should not let their kids have very violent video games. They should not buy them or let their kids buy them. That has to be done to protect their own kids and to protect the rest of society, too.
Raul Huseman is the Amos N. Tversky Collegiate Professor of Communication Studies and Psychology.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.